Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes again, wherever that you're at, reaching the world for Christ. Our subject tonight is a miracle from the grave. So I'm looking forward for a great service here today on radio. So if you'd like to be a part of this service, well, call in on 310-742-1759. We'll put you right on the line with us. That's 310-742-1759. So call in and we'll put you on here and speaking to the whole world. So just worship the Lord in spirit and truth and have a great time. And we can all say that it's been good to be in the presence of the Lord. So call in on 310-742-1759. So we've got some call-ins in here. So 706, you're the first one called in. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother and Sister Yearwood, it's Frieda Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Sister. Glad you called in there. 937, come here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. It's Brother and Sister Green, and we have some friends with us that come over tonight, and they're both ministers. She and her husband, Sister Sheila McGinnis and Brother Jerry McGinnis, and just glad to be with you.
Okay, praise the Lord. We'll get them in there and let them obey the Lord there. 661, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, Brother Yearwood. This is Sister Gladys from Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad you called in there. So we'll get you in there just in a few minutes there. So anybody else out there want to be a part of this, well, call in on 310-742-1759 and just join us here to worship the Lord. And our subject tonight is a miracle from the grave. So I'm looking forward for a good service here. So, Sister Frieda, since you're the first one called in, go ahead and obey the Lord there.
All right. Thank you, Brother Yearwood. I'm going to start from 2 Kings 13, 20 and 21. And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that, behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was laid down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. You know,
amen.
I would love to see that. I would love to see where you touch somebody and they're already dead and the Lord brings them back. I've never been around that, but I've heard of other miracles where they have laid on hands and they come back from the death and burial. And so, but that would be it. But you know, when we go to heaven, before we go to heaven, they won't be nobody dead. We're going to be all worshiping and praising and have us a good old wonderful time. All right.
Amen.
And then I'm going to go. That would be a wonderful, let's see, where else I got, 2 Kings 3, verse 4. And Misha, king of Moab, was a sheep master, and then rendered unto the king of Israel 100,000 lambs and 100,000 rams with the wool. And it came to pass, when Ahab was dead, that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And King Jeroboam went out of Samaria at the same time and numbered all of Israel. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judea, saying, the king of Moab has rebelled against me. Wilt thou go with me against Moab? to battle. And he said, I will go up. I am as thou art. My people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses. And he said,
Amen.
Which way shall we go up? And he answered, the way through the wilderness of Edom. And I got, I think it's okay. And then I want to read 2 Kings 24, verse 2. And the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldees, and the bands of the Syrians, and the bands of the Moabites, and the bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judea to destroy it, according to the words of the Lord, which he spake by his servants the prophets. Surely at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judea to remove them out of his sight, for the sin of Manasseh, according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. You know, I don't want to have no blood drip from my hands. That's why I tell the Lord, you tell me, you show me what you want me to say, where you want me to go, and what you want me to do. And you know, when we get into the Spirit and do what the Spirit tells us to do, we won't have all these problems. And I got a praise report. Today I was on cloud nine. I think I talked to some of the members of the church. You know, I got some energy assistance this year from to help pay towards my electricity bill. And so I put my money on there, and somebody told me, well, the Lord impressed me. He said, I want you to call the electricity company. I said, okay. I called, and I hope everybody, listen, I'm not ragging on me, but this is what the Lord does when you do what he tells you to do. I called, and she said, what's going on with your account? I said, I got a credit. She said, yes, you do. And I said, how much is left to pay on the bill? And she said, $9.05. So, you know, I was shouting, Brother Yearwood, I was shouting for joy. I said, thank you, Jesus. When we put you in control, you take care of your people. And I was on cloud nine. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's a blessing because I have had electricity bills that was $200 for a couple of months. But, you know, when I turn it over to the Lord and I do what he tells me to do, then we get our blessings instead of curses.
Amen.
When we don't do listen to what he said. And I think I got one more, and I'll give it back to you. Let's see, where's it at?
Praise the Lord.
Okay. I think this was the last one. I'll be coming from Jeremiah 25, verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah, according to all the people of Judea, in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, that which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Judea and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Joash, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even to this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of the Lord hath come unto me and hath spoken unto you, rising early, and but you have not hearkened. And the Lord has said unto you all, his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but you have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, turn ye again now, every one, from his evil ways and from his evils of your doing, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever. And go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and to provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, because ye have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants thereof and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment and a hissing and perpetual desolations. Back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Sister. God's always blessing, and he'd always take care of his own if we'll just let him. You know, we got to put him first. He's got to be number
That's
one.
Right.
He ain't gonna be.
Yeah.
He ain't going to be number two. We'll let Tim sing a song here, then we'll get you in there, Sister Green, to obey the Lord there.
All right there, Brother Yearwood.
The news came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus, he did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried for days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here, the Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, and then she cried, Lord, if you had been here, you could have healed him, he'd still be alive. But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you've waited so long. But his way is God's way, not yours or mine. And isn't it great when he's 4 days late, he's still on time. Jesus said, Martha, show me the grave. But she said, Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days. Martha ran to him, and then to cry. Lazarus come forth, then somebody said, he's alive, he's alive. You may be fighting a battle of fear. You've cried to the Lord, I need you now, but he has not appeared. Friend, don't be discouraged, 'cause he's still the same. He'll soon be here, he'll roll back the stone, and he'll call out your name when he's 4 days late. Lord, we don't understand why he waited so long. But his way is God's way, not yours or mine. Oh, and isn't it great when he's 4 days late, he's still on time. Oh, my God is saved when he's 4 days late, he's still on time.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that song. I tell you what, it may be 4 days late, but he's still on time. Praise God.
Yes, he is.
He'll never be late. Don't matter, it may be late to us, but he'll be on time. Praise the Lord. So, Sister Green?
Yes, Brother Yearwood.
just go ahead and obey the Lord and let the other two up there obey the Lord there too.
Praise God. Okay, I take up too much time. I want to give everyone plenty of time. I was thinking in 2 Kings chapter 2, when it, in verse, let's go to verse 8. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry land. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Praise God. And I was thinking right there how the scripture that Sister Rita, which is the subject tonight, 2 Kings 13 and 20 to 21, how the man was thrown in on Elisha, and that there completed the double, the miracles that he had done, that Elijah had done. And thought about this end time, praise God. And you know how we know Job, how he got a double back with everything he had lost. And you know, though the situation may look dead, though the situation may look hopeless, there's still hope in Jesus Christ. You may be in a third world country over there, and you may be being persecuted for Jesus Christ's sake. Maybe you've read your Bible and somebody found out, and your family's being persecuted, and the situation looks hopeless, like there's no way out. But let me tell you, that man was dead when he was thrown in on Elisha's bones, and he came back to life, praise God. That wayward child may be running right now from the Lord, and you've been praying and praying, and maybe, God, you think he's not listening. And let me tell you, he is a listening. When Daniel prayed, and prayed for a long time, and then God said, I heard you the first time, but Satan hindered. And you know, sometimes the devil will send things to hinder you. And you know, that man was dead. It looked like that the doctors couldn't do nothing, and looked like the medicine just isn't going to cure it. But God is right there on time. And they told Mary, Martha, one of them, told Jesus, if you just would have been here 4 days sooner, our brother wouldn't be dead. And praise God. And, you know, Jesus wept. And I said it last week on the broadcast. I believe that he wept because of the unbelief that see, they knew he was the resurrection. He is the resurrection. Jesus Christ is. But it looked the hopeless. They said he stinketh by now. He's stinking. The situation is just done. Praise God. But I tell you, God's a miracle-working God, and he's going to give to his children the people that are looking, that want this. And I want this, praise God. And you can have this if you give your heart over to Jesus Christ. If you get born again and ask the repentance of your sins, he will save you. And he said in the last days he'd pour his spirit out upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy and dream dreams and praise God. And he'll do many miracles because, you know, receive the Holy Ghost with the utterance of speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. You've got the power to do miracles and exploits. In chapter 8 of Acts, Philip went around preaching. Praise God. He had a great revival, and the Holy Ghost moved, and many were healed. Miracles were done. Praise God. But Simon came along, and he wanted to purchase this. You cannot buy this. You cannot buy. Elijah, he could not. Elisha could not buy the mantle of Elijah. He had to follow him. You know, the Bible says, someone there in the Bible said, follow me as I follow the Lamb of God, or as I follow God. Praise the Lord. And I'm not going to take any more time. I'm going to turn it over to my husband here, Brother Clint Green. Thank you, Brother Yearwood.
Amen.
Okay, it's good to be with you, Brother Yearwood. We're glad to be on the program tonight. And I tell you, the Lord's good. And like Sister Joanna said, there is an anointing. It's available.
Amen.
You know, Christ died on that cross to give us that anointing.
Thank you.
And he took all those stripes on his back, and he suffered them. And he fulfilled the will of God, and he fulfilled that Old Testament, and he brought that salvation that we needed, and he gave us a door that we could go through to make heaven our home. And Jesus said, I am the door. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so we know that the life of the Spirit of God is in Christ. And if we can get a hold on the Lord Jesus Christ, get him down in our heart, get that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it will also quicken our mortal body. And I thank God tonight that the door of mercy is open, and whosoever will can come. You know, he came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, the Bible said to them, gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And we're the sons of God right now. He said that we are. If we read over there in the book of John, I believe it's 1 John, he tells us, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And Jesus made it possible that we could have that anointing, you know, that we read about, and men in time past have had, like Joanna was talking about. Philip went down to Samaria, to a city of Samaria, Samaria, and preached Christ unto them. And you know, unclean spirits came out crying with a loud voice, and many that was sick and that was lame were healed. And the Bible said there was great joy in that city. I tell you, when we get around that anointing, we get around somebody that's been in touch with God. You know, I was thinking about Peter, you know, there in the Bible, in the book of Acts, it said there was such a revival at one time going on that Peter walked down the street, and the shadow of Peter passing over some of them, they were healed, praise God. I believe the Bible said they were all healed, praise God. I haven't read that in a while, but it's in there in the book of Acts. And, you know, he got alone with God somewhere. He got in touch with the Father, and he got in touch with that anointing that only comes from God above. I'll tell you, you can't get it in a bar room, and you can't get it in a pool hall. You can't get it on the creek bank unless you're down calling on God, unless you're, you know, I read in the Bible where I believe it was Paul the Apostle went by the river and found some women there in the book of Acts. And the Bible said prayer was wont to be made. In other words, I guess they was wont to pray. And you know, this lady named Lydia, I believe her name was, she accepted Christ. And that's what it's all about. We need that anointing that will cause people to want what we've got. And once we're born again of the Spirit of God, we have Christ in us. The Bible said that Christ in us is the hope of glory.
Amen.
Praise God. And I'm so glad I've got Christ in me, because I know one day when that trump of God shall sound, the Bible said the dead in Christ is going to rise. And I had some scripture tonight, but just a few, but I'm not going to read them. I'm just going with what the Lord's putting on my mind. And but I tell you, I'm glad that I found Christ. I was 25 years old when I met the Master, when I met Jesus. And I ain't never been the same, praise God. And I never will be the same long as I stay, you know, under the blood. I'm glad tonight that we can stay under the blood of Christ. We can stay in Christ. The Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first. You know, they had to be in Christ or they would never rise on that first resurrection, because the Bible said there in Revelation 20, the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years are expired. And he's talking about in the first part of that chapter 20, he's talking about the first resurrection. And I'm so glad that we're going to be in that first resurrection. If we hold on to Jesus and we don't let him go, we're going to make it, praise God. The door's open, and Jesus is the one that's the way maker, praise God. He made the way, and we can enter in at that straight gate, and we can go all the way to heaven, praise God. And I'm going to wind down here a little bit. I got a brother here, Brother Jury, and he might have a testimony, a scripture, whatever, I'm not sure.
Preach.
Praise God. And I'll turn it over to him.
Brother Jerry and his wife, Sheila, is here both, and they both preach.
Okay, let me get this other call in right here, Sister Green, then we'll get them on there.
Okay.
770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Robin Grisham. I didn't know whether that was Brother John or not.
No,
but,
Brother John, he
yeah.
had never got back from the funeral home yet, I don't guess. So.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get you in there directly. We got one more in front of you there, so.
That's okay.
I mean, we got two more there, and three more, I guess, in front of you. But anyway, we'll get you on there, Lord's willing, that don't happen. So.
Okay, that's fine.
Go ahead there, Brother Jerry.
Okay. I was just thinking about a man Jesus talked to. His name was Nicodemus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter the second time to his mother's womb when he is born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again.
Amen.
And I think how our quickening is coming through Jesus Christ, how the first Adam, he was a living soul, where the second Adam, Jesus Christ, was a quickening spirit. And how
Amen.
That he came and made the gospel alive to this world. It was dead in the words of men and dead in the ideas of their hearts. But what Christ brought to us is something greater than that. He brought us a life to live. He brought us a life to come into us and change us. I thank God for what he's done to me and he's doing in this world and what he's doing in his church. For he has a church to be realized, a body, and him the head, and us his hands and feet, and God moving through us in a new way, in a new life, and a new spirit being brought forth, the latter rain greater than the former rain. And what he is putting
Man.
Forth today, he is going to raise that terrestrial as celestial. He's going to change the old man, the mortal man and the immortal man in him, because he's going to have a holy people that will speak his word and declare to this world what God
Amen.
Is going to do and change in it. This is God's world. The devil's been a trespasser too long, and God's
Amen.
Taking it back through his church and his people and realizing it today in us, in his spirit and in his life in us, and strengthening us to do this work. And I thank God that he's changing us. He's changing us more each and every day. And the word is coming forth through him and into us, that we are his vessels, that we are his hands and his feet, and that we love one another in a greater love than we've ever had. And what he's going to show this world is what a Christian really is, what a church
Amen.
Christ has really made. And change us to suit him and how he wants us to be. And I thank God for this opportunity to speak in Jesus' name.
Amen. Appreciate you there, Brother Jerry, and appreciate the word that you had there for us. So, Sister Sheila?
Yeah, I was reading over here, and we was talking about chapter 13, verse 13, when Joash... Joash had slept with his father, but when they heard Elisha was sick and was about to die, Joash, he was really sad, and he was mourning, and he came to Elisha, and he said, take bows and arrows, and he said, he took the bows and arrows, and he said to King Israel, put your hand upon the bow, and put his hand upon it, and Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands, and he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it, and Elisha said, shoot. And he shot, and he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians and Aphek till thou hast consumed them. And he said, take the arrows. And he took them, and he said to the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, thou shouldest smitten five or six times. Then hast thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed it, whereas now thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. Then Elisha died. Well, you know, that's just like all those that are being persecuted right now, if you don't take up the sword of the Spirit and get up that shield of faith, and you don't keep stomping on that devil's head till he is dead. I mean, you have to keep standing on that word until he is consumed. We are standing in prayer with those around the world that are being persecuted, and we're sure that it's probably going to come to America soon. We're being persecuted in a lot of other ways, but all around the world, people are dying, their heads being chopped off, and we've got to stand with them and be encouraged that the Lord will deliver you. You just keep standing. You keep thrashing at that devil, and do not just hit two or three times. Don't be a wimp, because the devil is nothing but a pig. He's just a liar, and he can't even speak the truth. He don't know the truth. We know it. We have it. We can stand on it, and we can be supernaturally delivered. All we have to do is just keep trusting God and believing and standing on his word, and God will do great and mighty works through each and every one of us. It's just going to get greater and greater as time goes on, because God has a glorious church. He's going to stand up and put the devil and his kingdom under our feet, that he can't even move. He can't do anything, because we have all power, because God is all powerful. Satan has no power. So just stand on that word and keep looking up, because your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Man.
Back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Okay, appreciate that. Appreciate that wonderful word there. Sister Gladys?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Well, Brother Yearwood, it's good to be with you again tonight. Missed you guys. Praise God. It's a privilege and an honor to be on the broadcast. I thank God for the people also coming on to your broadcast. I had some scriptures that's already been read. I'm going to give a little testimony. Some of you already heard it. But I praise God for scriptures such as this. In Psalms 36, it says, "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings." You know, God has really, truly been with me, and one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 91, and I've read it many times over and over regarding me and my household. And Sister Green, I hold true and receive what you've said tonight about those that are praying for their lost children that are wayward right now, and they need their prodigal children, but I know and believe that God's going to bring them back quickly. I thank God that Jesus is winding this world up, and it's going to happen quickly. The Lord's going to come back and receive his children. And I know I am blessed. Jesus has promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that our households will be saved. And I believe it and claim it for my own. But I want to speak, you know, we're speaking about miracles from the grave. No, I may not have went to the grave, but I was very close to it. When you go from 155 pounds to 99 pounds, I was on a feeding tube. I could hardly walk. I could barely sit up. And I could barely talk or let alone eat. But I praise my Jesus that he didn't let me go to the grave. But, you know, there was power in the testimony of Elisha for that man to be thrown into that grave and for him to be resurrected and come to himself. You know, I want a testimony like such as this. You know, I want to not only, you know, we speak of the miracles and we want to see them. A lot of people stand in the pulpits and say, "I want to see what my mom and daddy used to see." Well, we can have those very things. But you have to check yourself. How long is your prayer life? When you get in the closet, how long do we spend alone with the Lord? Some people spend more time watching TV than they do, and I'm not criticizing those that have TVs, because I have one in my own home. I barely watch it. Mostly you see Dora Explorer with my little grandbaby. But most of all, though, I know I serve a living God, and when he quickens my body someday, I'm going to raise up from the grave, or I'm going to go out in the rapture. I don't even plan to go to the grave in all honesty. I know that Jesus is coming back for a bride that's with spot and without blemish. You know, he doesn't want children that are marred by the world and the iniquities of the world. The world's deceitful, and it's teaching our young children to believe false doctrines, and they're believing every false wind and doctrine that they speak out. But I want to stand firm on the word of God, and I want to let people know that Jesus is the healer. He's the main healer. Yes, doctors serve a purpose, but I've got my mind made up. I go into a doctor's office, whatever I've got to go in there for, Brother Yearwood, I look at it as a diagnosis, and that's it. When I walk out those doors, I don't dwell on it because I know it's in Jesus' hands. I thank him that I'm alive today because too many times I've been in car accidents. I know there were angels in the car with me. I thank God for the times that I've almost went to the grave. I praise him that I'm a walking, talking miracle. For anyone that couldn't eat, and I went down from 155 pounds to 99. People at the church thought they were going to have to look for a coffin, but I thank you, Jesus, that I didn't have to go. I was ready, but I had two children to raise. You know, the enemy may buffet and he may fight, but I have a living God, and we have to keep our armor on all the time. We have to keep our armor on continuously so that the enemy can't come in. He may shoot the darts, but God said he'd raise a standard for me and my household. I'm not going to take up too much time, but I thank God that you are reaching so many people, Brother Yearwood, and someday I believe I may stand on foreign ground, and the person that may be with me may be you, Brother Yearwood. I told our pastor, and he was in awe of that because I know that you go many places, Brother Yearwood, and someday I believe that he may put me on a missionary field. I don't even know where he'll send me, but I've got the heart now. At one time, my daughter had that heart, but she's backslid on the Lord, but I know and believe that the Lord is dealing with my children's heart, and he'll bring them in. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, sister, that you brought. You know, God will take care of us. He will put us for that. He wants us. You know, we just got to be willing to be obedient to him. You know, like Sunday night in church service, our pastor was up preaching, and I mean, he was preaching, doing a great job preaching. God started dealing with me about taking off my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch
yeah.
of people there in the church, and I said, Lord, you know, I don't want to do this. What's people going to
I can't
think?
Preach without. I can't preach with my shoes on. Go
Praise
ahead, brother.
Lord. So I kept sitting there, and the Lord kept saying, take your shoes off. And directly the pastor said, well, the devil just telling you right now not to take your shoes off. So now's the time to do it. I said, yes, Lord. I just kicked my shoes off. Betty looked at me. She said, Lord, touch your feet. She said, what's wrong? They hurting that bad? That's what she was thinking in her mind. But I got up and I started praising the Lord, walking around the church there, glorifying God. God come down in that church, not because of me, but because of his power and because somebody's willing
yeah.
to obey God. God will move.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we'll set back when God tells us to do something. Oh, me.
Amen.
Back and we ought to get up. Because God's not making no mistakes. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. He's not.
God speaks. He means for it to happen that way. He wants it done that way. He knows everything in perfect in order. If the people would just learn to be in order with God, then everything will go great. So, praise the Lord. I'm going to shut up. I'll let Tim sing a song. Then we'll get you in here, Sister Robin, to obey the Lord then.
Okay.
Praise
him. Working for my good. Working for my good. Life was commonplace, it seemed, full of ordinary things. I was wondering where the road would lead. Then I listened to his words, and my suspicions were confirmed. He was doing things I could not see. Just for me, he was working for my good, all on my behalf. Guiding every step, lighting up my path. Planning on my days, putting me together, molding me from clay, making something better before I understood. He was working for my good. You and I are in his hands. He's building from the master plan. He's making sure the pieces fit just right. He's working from the inside out. And when he's done, there'll be no doubt. We will be just what he had in mind. All the time. He was working for the good all on my behalf. Guiding every step, lining up my path. Planning out my days, putting me together, molding me from clay, making something better. Before I understood, he was working for my good. He's molding and making, cutting and shaping like he said he would. He's pressing and turning, carefully working, all things for my good, for my good. He was working for my good all on my behalf, guiding every step, lightening up my path, planning out my days, putting me together, molding me from clay, making something better before I understood. He was working for my good before I understood. He was working for my good.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that song there. So go ahead there, Sister Robin, and obey the Lord.
Okay. Well, the Lord gave me a whole bunch of stuff, but I narrowed it down to this. It was 2 Kings 13. I'm going to go to verse 23. And the Lord was gracious unto them and had compassion on them and had respect unto them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, neither cast he them from his presence as yet. And then I went to 2 Kings 14, 26 and 27. For the Lord saw the affliction of Israel, that it was very bitter, for there was not any shut up, nor any left, nor any helper for Israel. And the Lord said not that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. And then I went to Micah chapter 2, starting with verse 12. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. Now what God was showing me, although the bones of Elisha restored life to the man, it was also, as his prophecy came forth, it was restoring life to Israel in the midst of so much unsettling that was going on. And God left a remnant to carry out his plan for Israel. And I believe right now that Jesus Christ said that he's the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
He's the one that's restoring Israel to the place that they're supposed to be before God. And I just believe in that there's a restoration of life. And God's going to have a remnant of people that will stand up, for him. And he has always made a way because of the covenant that he made with Abraham, that he would multiply him as the stars that were in heaven. And I just believe that that is coming to pass right now. God is gathering his people. He's gathering all his people together. And you can see that if you will watch the things that are going on TV, on the news, as far, I'm not saying watch TV, but as far as all the countries at war and all the countries that are unsettled, but God has still got him a people that will stand up and praise him. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you through there, Sister Robin?
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let Sister Betty read the prayer request here. And that sister was talking there, and that you mentioned there about all the stuff going on around the world. We got some serious praying for the Christian folks to do. I mean, we know a lot of stuff's going on, but this is news that come across the line to us. So we just got a job to do. We got Christian people got to do some praying.
Lord, for being on here tonight, and I just want to give a testimony about how Tim was grave dead when he was born. He was born dead, and the doctors looked at me and shook their heads, and my sister said, "Sis, we need to pray." So there was a nurse in there with us that was praying, and Tim was brought back to life. So I know what graveyard dead is, and I just give God. Tim just celebrated his 30th birthday on the 25th. So I give God praise.
Happy birthday.
And we have a lot of prayer requests. A lot of them's real urgent. Pastor Rick Harris needs a healing, and he says it seems like everything's going wrong in his home. His electricity's messed up. He's had appliances tear up, and his shingles, they were damaged by hail. So just remember this pastor. He's having a lot of problems. Sherry Choplin, that was in the car accident during the last winter storm, she's still in the hospital, but she is making a little progress little by little. She's had many surgeries, so remember her, that God will continue to touch her. And Sister Debbie Sample's uncle died. The Kramer family, let's remember that family tonight. That's where Brother John's at tonight, is at the funeral home, so remember that family. Remember Ronnie Farrow family. Ronnie passed away this week. And a lady by the name of Donna needs prayer. She's been dabbling in witchcraft. And I've known Donna for years, and she never did do nothing like that before. The devil's just got a hold of her, and we're just praying for God to bring deliverance.
Amen.
And Pastor David Crittenden has been throwing up after his surgery, and he's had other problems, so let's remember him. Sandy has a bone disease. Let's remember her. Marvin Burnett is in Vanderbilt with leukemia, and Brother Bobby Pettit has been dizzy and vomiting. He's, I think they're checking his heart out, so let's remember him. He's been on here with us before. Martha Garcia is in... still in the rehab and still needs your prayers. She is some better. Dan Duncan needs our prayers. Mother had a car wreck, and she's pregnant. She was pregnant. This was on the 23rd of May, and she ruptured her umbilical cord, and then it gave her uterus infection. And they had to take the baby, and the baby has jaundice, and they're also treating the baby for the infection that was in the mother. And the baby only weighs 2 pounds and 12 ounces, and it's got a feeding tube, and they're really needing a miracle for the baby. And the mother also needs a miracle. The infection got in her leg and caused her not to be able to walk. She's in a wheelchair. So let's remember that family.
Amen.
Kelly McCord wants prayer. She said her car's tore up. And Tracy and Billy Lance, they lost their daughter last year to cystic fibrosis, and they're having a very hard time dealing with it. It was their only child. And little Cooper's in the children's hospital fixing to undergo a procedure that'll fix his digestive system. And Pam says that she needs prayer tonight. And Daniel Decker fell out of a tree. He had a power saw up in a tree trying to cut limbs off, and he fell out of the tree and cut himself all up, and he was airlifted to Arkansas. So pray for him. And Keith Green, that has cancer, and I think he also needs salvation. And Martha and Roy Sexton needs healing. Our 5 kids need salvation. Remember them tonight. Brother John has 2 grandsons. that are sick. One of them has a rare disease, and the other one has two types of cancer. And just pray about the doors that are being opened for us, that we can step into them and see people get saved and healed and set free and delivered. And Miriam, the lady that's in Sudan, she's a Christian, and she just had her baby. Her husband's from the States, and she's in a prison there. She just had her baby, and it's a baby girl. She also has a baby, a toddler baby, that they threw in jail with her. She was threw in jail for being a Christian, and her husband hasn't got to see the wife or the two small children yet. So let's just pray for her that she'll be released and get back with her husband. And Pastor Saeed is in an Iranian prison. He also needs a miracle, and he needs to be released. He's got a wife and two small kids here in the States. So let's be lifting all that up. It just breaks my heart to see all this happening, but it already has been happening here in the States. They've just been overseas, you know, when it happened, but they're from the States. And a cop in Colorado was told that he had to go to the mosque and worship with the Muslims. This came out on the news the other day, so let's just really lift this country up. It needs God.
Amen.
Praise you.
Just got another one come in. Polly Lewis, Sherry Easter's mom, is having a new feeding tube put in at 6:30 in the morning. So it's Sherry Easter and Jeff Easter, the singers. It's Sherry Easter's mother. So remember this.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody else got a prayer request to be turned in?
I do.
Okay, turn it in.
I got quite a few of them. Let's remember my aunt, she still got pneumonia, and her other granddaughter's got pneumonia. She ended up having to go get two more shots today, and they're trying to give her some medicine, and it's not working like it's supposed to. I got a friend named Donnie and Brenda Tidwell. Let's just keep them in prayer. And let's see, who else was there? I can't remember them all, Brother York, but the Lord knows who they are.
Okay, praise the Lord. Anybody else got a prayer request on here?
Yes, I would, Brother Yearwood. I'd like for everybody to remember the ministries that's coming out of our church that's feeding out of our food pantry, and there's the daycare and just different various people in our church. It seems like for a small group of people, the enemy's attacking a lot of them. You know, I'm not giving him any glory. It's just there's a small group that are faithful Christians. That anyone being true to the Lord these days, the enemy wants to raise up and attack them. But remember my house also and my children. My
Amen.
Husband and I also for strength, because the process of getting them home, you know, they live within our home, but I'm just saying while God's dealing with their hearts, sometimes it's not easy. Just continue to pray for us.
Amen. We sure will. Anybody else got a prayer request?
I got a praise report.
Okay.
The other night we prayed. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The other night we prayed for my brother David Gresham. Well, he's been in the hospital ever since Friday about the kidney stones. And he went into the hospital. He's been really, really sick and in a lot of pain. Well, today they were able to get the kidney stone out without a stent. And I just want to praise God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God always works. He always hears somebody when they cry out to him and ask him to do something. Well, he always does. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Remember a man named Mark DeLomas. He's a friend of mine through a doctor's office. He also has kidney stones, and he needs to go back to the job if possible. but he really does well for the students or his patients. So please remember him also in prayer that the Lord will help him pass it or they can take care of it so he's not out of the job.
Okay.
With the kidney stones. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Brother and Sister Green.
Yes, Brother Yearwood. Remember Brother Tim Hall? I'm seeing now on Facebook about a minute ago he has bad news about his heart. Remember him? God needs to move, too, on their finances. They're in desperate need of healing in his body, and also he's a wonderful preacher and has all kind of revivals scheduled, and he's been canceling them since November, and he was going to go back on the field preaching anyway here coming July, but I'm not sure if he's going to be able to. So remember that. Also remember our daughter, Amy. You guys met her, and she's due any time to have her fourth child, and pray that everything goes well and she can call us at any time. And also remember Brother Jerry and Sister Sheila's granddaughter. Her name is Destiny. She is in prison, and she was involved in something that she did not do. She was falsely accused of, and just pray. They're thinking about, I guess, an early release, and pray that that happens because that young lady has given her heart to God. She's having prayer meetings in the prison with other young ladies, and you know, her grandmother said, "You're there for a reason, to touch other people's lives." People are there are committing suicide left and right, and just have no hope. But a little Destiny, she does, and we want her to know that we love her, and she's got a new family to come home to once she gets out of there, and she has gotten saved just within the last, I guess, few months. So we want to thank the Lord for that, but pray for an early release. She doesn't need to be in there.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Sure will. Praise the Lord. So, you got another song, Reed? I want to tell you about Brother Eddie Bolt, and I talked to him yesterday. Well, I guess it was Saturday, and God had moved on him. There was a pastor and his wife come over last Sunday, a week ago today, I mean now, and come to his house and prayed for him, and God gave him a miracle. He can sit and talk to you now without hurting him so bad. And I don't know if we're looking for him to come in here on the radio with us. Maybe he'll get in here before we go off. But anyway, God gave him a miracle, and so just praising God for that. On his back,
amen.
He needs prayer for his lungs. He's got a breathing problem, but he's doing real good except that. So just keep praying for him. So I'll just go ahead and pray for all these needs now that we've got turned in here, and God's able to touch them. He's able to move on them. And when we pray, we're supposed to believe, to know, hallelujah, glory to God, that God is an answer to the request.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we've got to believe whenever we pray that whatever we ask Him for, He's going to do it. So we'll just pray for these requests right now and believe God to move on them. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, come before You right now, God. We thank You, Lord Jesus, for these requests, God. Lord, we just thank You, Father, that You will touch them, that You will touch one of them, God. Lord, that You will move on them, Father. Lord, in Your own way. And Father, we ask You, God, the most of all, Lord, that You will save that lost soul, God, that is here to hell. Lord, that don't have no hope. Father, we pray, Lord, that You will save them, God, sanctify them. The Holy Ghost, and turn their life around, God. As Paul said, behold, all the things passed away, and I look on You, creature of God. Lord, let them become a new creature. And Lord, that God, that Lord, we pray for a meeting, a release for God. Lord, set her free right now. Lord, we know that she's
free in the spirit, but Lord, she can be free, God. You can cause an earthquake, Lord, like you did for Peter and Sam, Lord, and shake the prison, and God, turn her loose, Father. And Lord, we give you the praise and glory and honor, and Father, just touch every one of them. God, you know their names, Lord, where they're at. Lord, that you will touch them, God.
Lord,
that you will heal, Lord, and set them free, God. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and honor, Father, for all of you.
Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Father God, we just want to lift you up and honor you and to glorify you and to magnify your name. Father God, we praise you tonight. Father God, we love you tonight. Father God, we want your will to be done in each and every one of the lives. I don't know you tonight, God. We ask that you would draw them to you, Lord, by your Spirit. Father God, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise, Lord. So as Tim sings this song, just worship the Lord with him there. And just
thank you,
let the Lord bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God. For your healing, God. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your grace, God, that you have given to us, Lord.
Lying awake at night, thinking of things beyond my control, ready to give up the fight. Weary and tired of care and the load, I know there's nothing more I can do or say. And God says, just give it to me. Then I whisper a prayer that only He hears, and I rest peacefully. I can pray out loud or silently. I can pray standing tall.
Thank you,
or on my knees. It really makes no difference, just that prayer is the key. Cause prayer changes things, and it changes me. Troublesome days seem so long, I can't help but wonder just when they will end. I know I'm supposed to be strong, but sometimes I don't think I'll ever win. That's when He tells me, you won't without me, but in my strength alone. And when I begin to trust more in Him, I can sing a song. I can pray out loud. Silently, I can pray standing tall or on my knees. It really makes no difference, just that prayer is the key. Cause prayer changes things, and it changes me. No difference, just that prayer is the key. Cause prayer changes things, and it changes me.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song there. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to be speaking tonight on a miracle from the grave. You know, I praise God tonight that we do have a miracle from the grave. You know,
amen.
God, hallelujah. You know,
as somebody mentioned there a while ago, they wasn't looking to go to the grave. You know, I'm not looking to go to the grave either, but if I do, I know one thing, I'll be risen before them that's still alive around, because the scripture says, them that dead in Christ shall rise first, and then them that liveth and remaineth shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, called up forever to be with the Lord. You know, I know that we've got a miracle, hallelujah. If we've been washed in his blood and called by his name, there's a miracle. As Tim sings a song a lot of times, there's a miracle in the making. Praise God, I'm glad to know tonight that I can look into God's word and I can see a miracle there in the making. I want us to look tonight into 2 Kings there in the third chapter, I believe. Let's see here. Where's it? Crazy. 21. It's 2 Kings 13, chapter and verse 21. Everybody's done covered pretty well everything that we've had outlined, but that's all right. We're going to use some of it, then we're going over into Ezekiel, 36 chapters there, and or 37th chapter of Ezekiel, and obey the Lord there. Praise God. In verse 21, 2 Kings and chapter 13 says, I'm going to let Sister Betty read for me.
And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sculpture, the sepulchre, and Elisha, and when the man was let down, and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet.
Praise God. Hallelujah. See, the man, he was dead there, but praise God, he was, in other words, he was graveyard dead, but whenever they let him down into that grave there, where a man had been in touch with God, where a man that was had served God, he had enough of power of God in his bones, hallelujah, to raise that man up. And I tell you what, I think today, God's children need to have enough of God in their bodies that they can raise up the dead. You know, hallelujah, you may say, well, this graveyard dead. But my friend, I'm going to tell you something. There's people walking around out here today in graveyard dead. They need the salvation. Mm-hmm. When they get salvation, then they can become alive, and they can be alive to the Lord. Praise God. I'll be dead to the sins of this world, but be alive in God. But my friend, today, people is going to have to come back to the old landmark. They're going to have to walk the way the Lord tells us to walk. We're going to have to be pleasing unto God. If we're not pleasing unto God, we're not doing a thing. Hallelujah. But I believe tonight that there is power in the name. In the name of Jesus, there's power, because he told us, he said he anointed, whenever he anointed the 70, he gave them power to go out, to heal the sick, to cleanse the leper, and raise the dead. Hallelujah. Well, he said them that he called, he qualified. You and I tonight, we're qualified to be obedient to God. We're qualified, my friend, to go forth to heal the sick and to cleanse the leper and raise the dead. I know that's strange to the world, but God said he chose the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Hallelujah. If we will go forth, not looking and wondering, and not listening to the devil, because the devil will tell you that it's not time to do this, it's not time to do that, but God said it, and he meant for us to do what he said for us to do. I know for me, a lot of times, just like Sunday night, I sit there about halfway through the service, I was telling the Lord that I didn't want to take
take off my shoes because what would people think? My friend, I'm going to tell you, after I got over the spirit, thinking what would people think, God really blessed me. I felt good. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, tonight, my friend, praise God, if we would just be obedient to God, we'll go with God. Hallelujah. And we will walk in the Spirit of God. I'm so glad tonight, hallelujah, that we are speaking on the death from the grave. There's a miracle from the grave. Elijah had a miracle in his body. Praise God. And today we've got that same spirit in us. And if we got that same spirit in us, hallelujah, we've got the blessings. We got the miracle in us. Hallelujah, that we should go forth raising the dead, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers. Praise God. I'm one of the hallelujah. I'm gonna look here in the hallelujah in the Ezekiel 37. I'm gonna let Sister Betty read here for me a little bit. Praise God.
The hand of the Lord was up on me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones.
Amen. Praise God. Now, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The hand of the Lord is up on you. My friend, if you've been called into the ministry of God's word, he has qualified you, and his hands is up on you, and he told you to go forth to heal the sick, to cleanse the leper, and raise the dead, and it's on me if we're not doing it, if we're not obeying. Praise God, it's not us that does the work, but it's him that sent us. It's him, hallelujah. He tells us over there in the 16th chapter of Mark, he said the believer shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He tells us over there in James, the 5th chapter, he says if there's any sick among you, call the elders of church and anoint them with oil. The prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise them up. If they committed any sin, it shall be forgiven of them. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful today that I know, hallelujah, that God has called us. He's qualified us to be obedient to him. He's told us what he wanted us to do, and we need to go forth. Not only in ourselves, we can do nothing of ourselves, but praise God, if we walk in the Spirit as he has told us to walk, he's qualified us. He said, praise God, that he has... praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and read some more. Praise God.
And caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry.
Amen.
And
praise God. You know, right there, let's stop right there for a little bit. You know, we look into our churches today, praise God, they're very dry. Hallelujah, they need to be woke up. And praise God, God asked them there, I said, can they live? And yea, thou knowest, Lord, they can live. And he told them, he said, to prophesy unto the winds. Prophesy unto them, hallelujah. And he, praise God, hallelujah, I'm about to get ahead of myself. Hallelujah, praise God. I get excited when I get thinking about what God is doing, how he's working, how he has anointed us to go forth and to heal the sick and to cleanse the leper and raise the dead. A miracle in the graveyard, hallelujah. A miracle today in the people that's walking around out here that is dead. Praise God. But God has sent somebody out to touch them. He has sent someone out to lay hands on them and to cast them spirits off and to raise them up and let them live. Hallelujah. I know that people
Amen.
Says, oh, we cannot. But God said we could. He never called nobody and sent them out to war without qualifying them. Oh, praise God. He's qualified us to be obedient to him. And we've got to be obedient to the Lord if we ever want to make heaven our home. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest.
Amen.
Again he said unto me, Prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. You know, hallelujah. Just thank God. Praise God. God asked him, said, Can these bones live? Yeah, Lord, you know if they can live. And he told him he'd put a skin up on them. Praise God, and he put skin up on them. Then he told him to prophesy. Praise God, to prophesy unto them. Hallelujah. Tonight, my friend, that's what God is telling us. Go forth. These valleys. Of dry bones, these churches that is dried. Praise God. I'm not just speaking about every church, but I'm talking about the church of the world. They are dry. Hallelujah. They are dead. But the church of the living God, they are alive. Hallelujah. And that's what he's looking for. He's told us, you're in the church. He said, go forth. These dead bones, they can come alive. I just prophesy unto them. And that's what we've got to do, is to tell them that God is a God that will forgive them. He will raise them up. He will put fire in them bones. Praise God, they can go forth preaching the word. They can go forth delivering a message that God has given them. Deliver, he said, them that he called, he chastened. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get another verse tangled up with this. But them that he called, he qualifies. Praise God. He sent us forth to heal the sick. I can't get away from that tonight. I don't know why, but God knows what he's doing. All I know is I'm just going to be obedient to him. I'm going to speak what he said for us to speak. I tell you what we need to go forth, go out into this, out into the darkness of this world, and tell them, hey, God will raise you up. You can come alive. You can be alive. You don't have to walk around like dead man. Don't have to have the dead bones. Praise God. I believe, hallelujah. I'm going to shut up for a minute. Let her read some more here.
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking.
Amen.
And the bones came together, bone to his bone, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews and flesh came upon them. And the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, man of God, son of man, help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, and they... that they may live. And so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army.
Amen. Now, you know, we was reading over there in 2 Kings there, in verse 21 about that man, hallelujah, that was just touched. Elijah's bones, he was dead, but he stood up on his own two feet after he touched the bones of Elijah. And right here, my friend, God is telling them, he said, he told Elisha or Ezekiel there, he said, just prophesy unto them. Hallelujah. That's what God is telling us today, to prophesy unto them. They can live. And you know, the Bible said there, she read there where there was a shaking coming.
Praise God, whenever there was a shaking coming, it said every bone I've come back to itself. And every time I think of that, every time I read that scripture, I think about how the ankle bone and the foot bone and the leg bone, the knee bone, praise God, and the hip bone and the back bone and the arm bones and the neck bones and the head bone all shook together. Hallelujah. They all come back into one place. Praise God. Then there was skin come upon them. Praise God. Today, my friend, we need to get them all back together. We need to bring them all back together and prophesy life unto them. Hallelujah. If we'll prophesy life unto them, praise God, it will. Life can come into them, and they can live. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful today, praise God, that we got the power. We can say, and the world will say, you don't have the power. But my friend God, he said that he give us power to do all these great and mighty things. And all we've got to do is just be obedient to hear his word and to speak his word. If we speak his word, then he will do what he said he would do. God is not a God that he should lie, but he's a God, hallelujah, that will bring the truth into this world. And he's done sent it into this world. When Jesus come here, praise God, hallelujah. When Jesus come here and he was took on the flesh and dwelled among us, hallelujah. Praise God, he brought life unto us then. Praise God, hallelujah. I tell you what, I thank God that he is one, hallelujah, that brought life unto us, and he's still sending life back today through his ministers, through his prophets, through his preachers, through his teachers, through anybody that want to be obedient to God. Hallelujah. He's sending it back to them today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ezekiel 37:11. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts.
Amen.
Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. You've heard the word there read, and I think now we may have Brother John with us here. Brother John, you in there?
I'm in here, my brother.
Okay, just go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
Well, you're doing pretty good there, brother.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, as Brother Yuri was speaking about and coming out of Ezekiel chapter 37, the Bible does says in Proverbs 17:22, it says that says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. Amen. But broken spirit drieth the bones. What had happened to Israel is their spirits had been broken. Amen. And
Amen.
This is the thing you have to understand about the body of Christ. When he hung on the cross, not one of his bones was broken.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And here's what's happening. That wound, that
Praise.
Broken spirit, amen, hallelujah, will cause life to go, and it will cause you to lose your hope. But hallelujah, tonight, as he was speaking out of, him and Sister Betty were speaking out of, and Ezekiel's prophesying. Prophecy is for the church. Amen. Prophecy is for edifies the church, the body of Christ. This is the body of Christ. Amen. We're speaking about a miracle from the grave tonight. You know, amen, the opportunity, and even though the Lord Jesus Christ is not coming to flesh yet, you know, I believe it's in 1 Peter, let me turn over here real quick. I think it's 1 Peter chapter 3. Talks about, you know, they're talking about this man, talking about this, you know, coming in alive. And, you know, the Bible says, it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to the inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. You know, in Elisha, amen, hallelujah, unfortunately, amen, it talks about going back to 2 Kings, amen, amen, 13, Elisha was sick unto death, amen, and as he was sick unto death, this sickness that he had was going to bring him to the grave, going to bring him to a place of death. Yeah. Need to know tonight, amen, that the place of death, amen, to a believer should not see death. The Bible says, amen, when Jesus answered Philip, amen, he talked to you about the disciples were coming in John chapter 12. Amen. They were coming and they had a desire to see Jesus. Tonight, do you have a desire to see the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Amen. Do you have a desire to see the Lord Jesus Christ in the body? Amen. You need to know tonight that the body of Christ is a resurrected body. It's a glorified body. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. When he come up out of the grave, the miracle of the grave, when Jesus came and, amen, behind Mary, amen, and when the stone was rolled away, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ would come there, and his bones were not broken. Look, structure, the bones represent strength. Hallelujah. And when Mary, amen, came, amen, she wanted to know where they had laid him, where they had put him. Tonight, I want to ask you tonight, where have you put Jesus? You need to know he's not in the grave, amen. He's not
amen.
In the sepulchre. He's no one who wanted, amen. He's not in the place of dead man's bones. He's not in the cemetery tonight. He said, why seek ye the living among the dead? You seek a living God, the one and only living God, amen. As you come to that resurrection, the Bible says they would see Jesus, and it says in John chapter 12, in verse 23, and Jesus answered, saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Jesus Christ was glorified, and when this man fell, amen, in a place of death, when Israel fell in a place of death, as brother and sister, you were, amen, they had lost all hope, but they were begotten again by the light of them, because that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, with that same spirit that was in the valley of the dry bones, that same spirit, you know, the Bible says, I believe it's that, in Numbers, I think it's Numbers chapter 11, verse 17 through 25. We're not going to go there, but if you get a chance, read these scriptures. It talks about in Numbers chapter 11, verse 17 through 25. It told Moses to get the 70 men, the Sanhedrin, the Senate, the Jewish Senate, the elders, the true elders, and they would come. And what God did in that chapter in Numbers chapter 11, 17 through 25, he said, I will take the spirit, amen, that's upon you, Moses, amen, and I will give it unto these 70 men. That same spirit would be upon them. It's the spirit of the firstborn prophet, just like
amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, I will raise up a prophet likened unto Moses. Moses was a prophet that called the children of Israel out of their bondage, out of their Egypt, out of their world. You have to understand, at that time when they were working, it was one big place of death, one big grave. They had lost their hope. They were dead. But the prophet came of Moses, raised up among them. Amen. Sent to them because what? He was the one. His name, yeah, he who was drawn out of the water. And God raised up and God kept him. And God kept him in the bulrushes there. And he was drawn out of there. He rose up to the Pharaoh's house to understand the ways of the Pharaoh. But he came to a day, amen, that he no longer, amen, he esteemed the affliction and the suffering. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, more, amen, than living in a house. There's pleasure in sin for a season. But church, you need to know tonight, some of you have been living in the pleasure. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, they become lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Also in 1 Timothy, talks about, amen, there in chapter 4. So the Bible says here in John chapter 12, verse 23. And Jesus answered and said, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. You have to understand, when that man fell down in that place of the grave there, fell in that place where there was still life, there was still life. The old tabernacle had died. The old tabernacle had died.
Amen.
But when Elijah had received, come on, sir, I'm talking about a new tabernacle. I'm talking about holy of holy. I'm talking about holy ground. I'm talking about, you have to understand, amen. He said, what I have cleansed, call that now common. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, he told Peter, rise, slay, and eat. Amen. And three times, amen, Cornelius, the Italian, the Gentile, was praying. God appeared, the angel appeared unto him and told him, and God spoke to him, amen, and told him to send three, amen, that would come, amen, to Simon the Tanner's house as Peter was in a trance, amen, amen, and God showed him a vision, great down because he was given in the Levitical law not to eat these things, amen, and God spoke to him. He said it was time, amen, for him to rise, slay, and eat. And Peter answered him and said, amen. Oh, I'm not going to touch these dead things. I'm not going to touch that. But you know what? Amen. Even in the Bible says, hallelujah, that anyone who touched a dead body was unclean for 7 days. But I'm telling you, when Jesus Christ, amen, comes into your life, and you're in places of God, he said in John chapter 15, he said, you are clean by the words I have spoken to you. Tonight, church, the word of God will clean you up. The night, church, the word of God will cleanse you. Tonight, the word of God, it will make you that are unclean, those of you that are dead, clean and sanctified and set apart. He said, come ye out and be separate and touch not the unclean thing. Hallelujah. That was holy ground, not because a dead body was there. It was a holy ground because the Spirit of God was there to revive this man as he fell in the places of death. Church, tonight you need to know that as you're falling in a place of death, God is there to revive you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I believe it's in Romans chapter 6, with verse 1, it says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Amen. You have to understand something about that man when he fell in the grave. He had to get up on out of there. Church, tonight, you have to understand, when you fall in the places of sin, when you fall in the places of death,
amen,
when the grace of God comes down on the inside, when the grace of God came down there in the sepulcher of Elisha, hallelujah, that man had to be revived and get up out of there. He should no longer play in sin. He had to get up out of that grave. And right now, church, it's time,
amen,
for those of you, amen, that have fell among the dead foes, that have fell among the dryness, that have fell upon the place of hope. I'm telling you, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in you. There's a miracle,
amen,
from the grave. Amen. And Jesus Christ was the first begotten, amen, born, amen, out of the dead. And as he rose up, he brought everyone with him. The Bible says in Romans 6:2, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Church, it's time for many of you, underneath the sound of my voice, God has brought you from your sin. It's time for,
amen,
you to move out. It's time for you to move out of those graves. It's time for you to move out of those cemeteries. It's time for you to move out of those places of death into life. He said, I've come. The thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come,
amen,
that you might have life and have more abundant. Hallelujah. John chapter 10. Romans 6:3 says, know ye not that as so many as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him,
amen,
by baptism unto death. We were buried with him. That man was buried with him. Elisha was buried with him. I'm not talking about the body. Jesus wasn't in the grave. His spirit was there. You have to understand what I'm saying. When we get buried with Christ, we shall be also raised with Christ.
Amen.
He says, well, it is that we're baptized into Jesus Christ. We're baptized into death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. When that man came up out of the grave, it's a new life. He says, whosoever come unto Christ, all things are made new. Church, there's not an old thing among you. There's nothing new under the sun, but when you come to Christ, all things are new. Before Christ, nothing is new. After Christ, all things are new. Oh, do you want a new life? Do you want to walk in the newness of life? For if we've been planted, just like I said, the wheat of corn, and lets it, corn of wheat, and lets it fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, there has to be a death. There has to be a burial. But guess what? All the latter parts, what, that latter glory, what's the latter glory? The resurrection of your resurrection.
Amen.
Our resurrection.
Amen.
You have to understand, the resurrection power is so strong, at the end of the way, there's going to be a resurrection. If you're right, there's going to be a resurrection of life. If you're wrong, it's going to be a resurrection of damnation.
Amen.
We've been playing
Amen.
Together in the likeness of death. We shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. Elisha's body, the old tabernacle, amen, laid in that sepulcher. That man, amen, hallelujah, but you know what? He renewed. The outward man perished. The Bible says, I believe it's in 1 Corinthians 4:16 or 2 Corinthians 4:16, the outward man perished. In other words, the outward man is dying, but the inward man is renewed day by day. It was a day of renewal
Amen.
Tonight, said the church. While you are still alive, you still have hope. While you still, I don't care how got your bones are. I don't care how broken your life is right now. Amen. The body of Christ doesn't have a broken body. Bone in his body.
Amen.
Now, broke is broken. Oh, church, hallelujah. That's where the strength, that's where the structure of your life, getting into the body of Christ. Amen. He said, knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. When you're dead in Christ, you're free from sin. It's setting free. It's liberty. Now, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, the Bible says, amen, as Elisha, amen, was coming there, and he was sick to death. But there's one thing you had to understand about Elisha's life. At the end, amen, before he was called to be anointed to be the prophet over Israel, he was following, amen, Elijah, his predecessor. And in 2 Samuel chapter 2, the Bible says there's a time of his taking away. You know, there are those, amen, like Enoch, amen, who was translated. He had this testimony, the Bible says, that he pleased God. When he prayed, he was taken away, amen. And just like Elijah, amen, hallelujah, he was taken away. He said in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9, it came to pass that here was Elijah and Elisha walking together, amen, and all knew that Elijah was going away. He had wrapped his mantle, amen, amen, and they walked across on the waters, and God had made a way, provided they walked over the River Jordan, hallelujah, on dry shod land. And the Bible says in verse 9, when it came to pass that they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said,
Amen.
I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Hallelujah. Let a double portion. That was a portion of the firstborn. That's the twofold of the firstborn, not only the firstborn, but the firstborn prophet, amen, to come. Amen, in his likeness. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Verse 10, nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken away from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. Amen. Just like in Acts chapter 1. Amen. Amen. These men of Galilee, they were standing looking. Amen. Jesus went up. He was caught up in the air. He said,
amen.
And the angels of the Lord come to him and said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing? For this Jesus shall come in like manner. Come on, church, it's time for us. Amen. You've been made a gazing star. It's time for us to quit looking to the sky. Amen. Hallelujah. And stand around waiting all day looking for Jesus, because he's already living on the inside of you. You have to understand something. Amen. I told you the Spirit of the Lord was there. He was there before Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego got in that fiery furnace. He was there in that graveyard before that man fell into that grave. Those bands of men came. These were soldiers that came.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And because of fear, they cast him into the sepulcher. Amen. They cast him into death so that he'd live again. Church, amen, you've got to give your life to have life. You've got to give your life away. You have to understand there are people being persecuted. Amen, amen. It's not just overseas. It's here, you know. A lot of people
amen.
Say, you know, people forget years ago in Columbine, that Cassie, amen, that young lady, she was a declared Christian, and the shooter said, deny Christ. I mean, this ain't overseas. Hallelujah. It's right here in America. This ain't overseas. That young girl lost her life that night because she wouldn't deny the Lord Jesus Christ. But you have to understand, Cassie didn't lose her life that night. She had already given it away. Amen. She had already given it to Jesus long before those shooters came into there
Man.
And took her life away. Amen. They can't take her life because she had already given it. She had already given it to Jesus. Church, you can't take away something that's already given. He laid down his life. All believers have already given their life. It's appointed unto man. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:22, amen, appointed unto man once to die and after that to judgment. Tonight, church, will you give your life away? if you'll give your life away, you'll never see death because death has already come. Will you give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Will he be your Lord and Savior? Amen. Hallelujah. Will you have a miracle from the grave? Because you know what? Amen. Come on, church. You know what I'm saying tonight? They're going to catch your body. They're going to catch your body into a grave because it's dead, but your spirit is alive. It's revived.
They will.
Oh, hallelujah. Like the Shulamite woman, amen, the prophet of God, as she had entertained and gave unto the prophet, amen, she had a child, amen, and that child in one day, it fell, amen, and one day had a head, amen, headache so bad and so severe, and he died, and the Shulamite woman, amen, amen, took her son, amen, and loaded up that chariot. Oh, what happened? Amen, a chariot of fire came and got to, amen, Elijah. He said, Oscar, I bet him not, it shall be so. And it came to pass that they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and burned them both to summer. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into the heaven. Oh, I'm talking about a chariot. That chariot, the witches didn't have one pastor in it. In the chariot, the military chariot had three people in the chariot. It had a driver, had an offensive man, and a defensive man. And an offensive man turned to front. Defensive men turned up, but this was chariots of fire. Elisha, he came later on. They were him and amen. Come on, he's bringing life. We think we're at a point of death, but later on in the scriptures, before Elisha died, amen, he was surrounded by the Syrian army. Amen, hallelujah. And the Bible says there was a servant that was there with him, and he prayed that the servant's eyes would be open. He said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see you. Amen. And when his eyes were open, oh, church tonight, you need to know, just like at that time, the hills are filled with the chariots of fire, the same ones that come and got Elijah and took him away, and he didn't see the same one. There was more that was for them tonight, church. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. There was a greater spirit, amen, and in within that man. When he touched and came to a place of death, when he called, amen, there are some of you that are coming to the end of your life, but you need to know it's just a beginning. Amen, he said, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Amen, hallelujah, the first and the last. And the Bible said that Elisha saw it. And he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel. That's the same thing the king came into Elisha when he was dying. Said the exact same words. And the horseman thereof, he saw the horseman. He saw the chariot of fire. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took off the old clothes. Church, you got to take off the old garments. You got to take off that old anointing. Oh, he had a new anointing, a double portion. Church, amen. You have to rent that old veil, amen, that has kept you from entering into the Holy of Holies. Some of you think you've gone by, you've had the daily sacrifice, you think your works is good enough, but I'm telling you that one day, a long time ago, the Lord Jesus Christ, the high priest, went in, amen, not unto the likeness of heaven, but went into heaven himself, amen, and amen, and when he did, amen, the veil of the temple, amen, was rent from top to bottom. No man could physically amen. Do that. No power could physically do that. But it was resurrected. It rent the veil that you could go into a holy of holy. It rent the veil that you could go, amen, on the back side of a desert, no matter where you are. It's time, come on, church, it's time for you to take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. God is
amen.
Out of fire. He's speaking to you out of fire. He said, there's one come after me who shall, he said, I indeed baptize unto repentance. Amen. My repentance is bringing me back to the Father. But the Son is coming, amen, whose shoelaces I'm not worthy to loosen. He's not worthy to bow down, even though Jesus said, he said, what do you come out to see? A reed shaking in a wind? He said, oh, but much more. He said, a prophet, but much even more than a prophet. He said, among men there's no one greater than John. But he said, even in John, in all his greatness, he was nothing compared to the least of that which is in the kingdom of heaven. Church, we haven't made it yet tonight, but we've got to endure to the end. Tonight we've got to hold on, no matter how dry the the bones look, no matter how dry your situation is. Amen. It might not have rained. Some of you have had a spiritual drought. You haven't had revival. But let me tell you, as the prophet spoke, as Elijah spoke, he said, I hear for you tonight, church, and for the church, I hear the sound of abundance of rain when it hasn't rained, when you haven't seen the light of glory, when you haven't had the informant of the light of rain. I'm telling you right now, amen, it's beginning to rain. I hear the sound of abundance of rain, and he said, around my mountain shall be showers of blessing. Oh, I'm predicting showers of blessing for the church tonight, church. I'm predicting showers, amen. I'm predicting clouds and rain, amen. I'm predicting abundance, amen. Hallelujah, coming down from heaven. I'm predicting that the Lord will open up his heaven. Amen, because as you begin to prophesy to those dead, dry things that are in your life, as you begin to touch those things, amen, hallelujah, you touch the Lord Jesus Christ. You've touched the high priest who has, amen, he's been touched with the filling of our infirmity. And the Bible says he took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell on him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had spit in the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Oh, he had a new mantle. He had a new coat. Oh, church, it's time for us to change the garments. Let's take those over. We've got new holy garments. We've got righteous garments. It's righteousness, not our righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rags, according to the prophet Isaiah. Amen. That's what he told through the prophet. But tonight, we've got to, he said, come buy me in the book of Revelation. Come buy gold, try it in the fire, and white raiment. Hallelujah. He's changing it. What changes your garments? The blood of Christ. He applies the blood. It turns it white. Oh, come, let us reason together, church. Though our sins are as red as crimson, they shall be as white as snow. That man come out of that grave, amen, and into the newness of life. Your life has been changed. You know what? Believers ought to be ashamed of themselves. The Bible says we can walk in the newness of life. There's none of that old man, none of that old nature. Oh, I'm not telling you it's not a battle. It is a battle because we are still in the old sin nature. But you know what? We're dead to sin. We moved out. Amen. We're not living in by the old dead man's bones. We're living in the newness of life. We're walking in the newness of life. We've been begotten again by the resurrection to a lively hope by the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says this, and I'm going to give it back. Hallelujah. Oh, they tell him that the spirit of Elijah rested upon him. Hallelujah. And when he come, amen, when he come, he even told the king. He told him, he said, get your bows and arrows. Hallelujah. You're getting ready to go against the war. You're getting ready to smite Syria. And when he come there, he said, this is the arrow of the Lord. This is the arrow of the Lord. When he said, well, this was the arrow of the Lord, he said, smite it on the ground. And he smote it three times. You know what was wrong with him? He wasn't following the Lord holy.
Amen.
He wasn't following the Lord holy. He said, you should smite five times. He said, because you're letting destroy the enemy. You know what we do? Church, it's time for us to quit feeling sorry for the enemy. I'll say that again. It's time for us to quit feeling sorry for the enemy. Here's what happened.
Amen.
He had a prophecy to utterly destroy Syria at that time. Amen. Later on, Ben-Hadad would come, and they would destroy, and they would overcome Syria. But you know what? He said, now you're only going to fight against it three times. You didn't do it enough. You didn't do it enough to utterly consume the enemy. Church, you got to empower yourself. Not empower yourself. The power comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and you shall receive power after that which the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you shall receive. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the most parts of the earth. There's a power tonight. She says, brother, hear what you're speaking about. There's a power. There's a power from the grave. There's a miracle from the grave to be his witness. An eyewitness of his majesty coming forth. You know what? If you're dead, you're not a very good witness. But if you're alive and well, you're a great witness. It's time for us. Amen. What did he say? And I'm going to give it back. Through the wilderness, they had everything given to them. Guess what? They still murmured. They still disputed. Church, do not murmur and do not dispute to a God that has divinely fed you, gave you water, fed you every day, kept you, brought you through the proving ground, and brought you to a place of promise. Amen? Some of you, we're all going through the proving grounds. This is just our proving time. Amen?
Amen.
And what we're going to do. This is just the proving ground. All of us are going through the wilderness. We've got to play. We have a right to the place of promise. Now, don't get me wrong. There are things of the promise there. We've got the blessings of God. With the grapes of Eshcol are here. The blessings of God are here. It's making us rich and adding no sorrow. Amen? But you know what? I come to a place of death one time. That which I touch, that which I touch was that spirit of the firstborn prophet, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. One day I touched him, and I came up out of that place of death, and I came up out of the grave. One day, in the future, I don't know when, this old body that I'm in, it's going to lay down again. They're going to lay it down. But that which is lived on the inside, that which is known as Brother John, is going to live on with my Lord and Savior. And we're going to have time. Amen. And guess what? Where we're going to be, there's no dead man's bones. There's no broken bones. Only hope. That's the greatest miracle. Amen. He's going to turn the water into wine. Hallelujah. Amen. Because what? He's the giver of the feast. Amen. He's, church, I'm going to give back. He saved the best for last. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He saved the best for last. Go ahead. Ready, you ready?
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. That's a wonderful word of God there. So just appreciate it. So we're going to let Tim sing another song here. Praise the Lord. And everybody get them something other radio. We still got a few more minutes. Praise the Lord.
There was a king, he got a letter from a mighty army without number. He spread it out there for the Lord to get a view. God sent a promise and just one angel. That devil's army met its doom. What just amazing. What a prayer can do. It moves mountains, part a river, stops the dead to life again. I call upon an old prayer warrior a time or two. If you're in trouble, I'll go down. On my bended knees for you. What's just amazing. What a prayer can do. I see a mama and a baby. It's all for life the whole night through. See, my hope was gone. Oh, how the tears fell. Not just a few. But there's old grandpa over in the corner. He knew the one who had pulled him through. That baby's still alive. That shows what a prayer can do. It moved mountains, heart and river, crossed his head to life again. I called the phone and a prayer warrior a time or two. If you're in trouble, I'll go down on my bed in need for you. It's just amazing what a prayer can do. Oh, it's just amazing. What a prayer can do.
Praise the Lord. It is amazing what a prayer can do. I thank God for that. That reminded me here a few weeks back, our computer all messed up and cut off on us in the middle of our broadcast, and we had to switch over and get some other computers going. And it's a mess enough again, but I know prayers fixed it. So we've had it for about 2 or 3 weeks now with no problem. So we need you all to pray for it again. The battery's bad in it, so it takes money to ride the train, so we don't have the money. So we just have to trust in prayer. So
yep.
God's always moved for us and took care of everything. So, Brother John, come back in there and tell us about your church there. We ain't got about 5 minutes time we get everybody to tell about your churches and everything. It'd be about time to go, I guess.
Well, I'm pastor of the Zion Tabernacle. We're at 114 East Main Street in Thomaston, Georgia, about 70 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. And we have services on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. And Sunday morning we have Sunday school at 10, regular church service at 11, and Sunday night at 6 o'clock. And so we'd just like for you to come by. If you're in the area, come by and be with us. And if you're in the area living, we sure would like for you, if you don't have a church and not going to a church, we sure would like to invite you in. And tell you that we love you and show you love and just come in anytime.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So everybody here, Brother John there, so if you're in that area, go down there and be with him in church. And I'm sure God will bless you because I've been down there and God really blessed and really moved. And so God's a touching the people that will let him touch them. So that's a good place to get touched there. So Brother Green, Sister Green?
Yes, Brother Yearwood, we go to Brother James Maggard Church, Full Gospel Outreach. It's in it's in Middletown, Ohio, and it's on Thomas Road. I don't know the street number, but we have services on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So does the other couple, Brother Jerry and them, have they got a church or anything?
Yeah, they go with us. We actually just met them at Brother Maggard's church.
Oh, okay. Well, make sure you give them the phone number to call in on so they can call back in next Tuesday and be with us there. We'd like to have them to just join up with us there and just obey the Lord with us. So I'm going to ask Sister Betty to give our church address and everything.
If you're in the Madisonville area or surrounding areas, we would love for you to come and visit us at Madisonville Church of God, 3895 O Highway 68 in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. So you've heard the church announcements, and so you just feel free to, if you're in any of these areas, go and try them. You know, I tell everybody, beloved, don't believe every spirit, but try them and see whether they're of God. You know, and if you're in the right spirit, and you're going to know if that spirit is agreeing with yours, and if it is, like I told a man there this week, he was talking about he'd went to this one church and it didn't hardly suit him. He'd been going there, went there for a long time, but said he went back this time and it didn't feel like. And I said, well, I said, you need to go to the church that ministered to you and that you ministered to them. And, you know, I feel like that if our spirits, we ought to know our spirit, and we ought to know if the voice of God, because Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and strangers they'll not follow. So, you know, we'll know the voice of the Lord, and we know, praise God, if our spirit is bearing witness with their spirit, because the Word said it would. So if we will, well, then we can be obedient to God. Praise the Lord. What is Brother Jerry's last name there so we can put him and his wife's name on our radio broadcast?
Here he is right here, Brother.
Jerry and Sheila McGinnis.
Okay. We sure do appreciate you and glad you called in there tonight. So get that number from Brother and Sister Green. You can call in there any time. We appreciate you calling in. We enjoyed what you had to say there.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your program, and we just thank you for all the godly people out there trying to do more for the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's what it's all about, is reaching the world for Christ. That's the main important thing, you know, is try to tell somebody the good news. You know, if we don't tell them the good news, if we don't reach them, then the blood's going to be required on somebody's hands, and I don't want it on mine.
That's me. Amen. Me
either.
Praise the Lord. So, praise God. Hallelujah. We're just glad that everybody called in there tonight and part of the service. So we've got 60 seconds, they said. So we'll just say go ahead, and God bless you, and we love you, and appreciate you all calling in there, and call in next Tuesday and be with us there. And Sister Green, you need to tell you on this radio time.
It's Friday night. Every Friday night is the Macedonian Call. It's blogtalkradio.com/themacedoniancall.com. So 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock every Friday.
Praise the Lord. So you've heard that announcement. So God bless everybody. We've got about 27 seconds. So God bless everybody. Appreciate you calling in.
Y'all.
Good night.
God bless.
Good night.
All right. God bless.